This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The big news this Friday is, of course, news of change at the top. This morning, the president said that he has accepted the resignation of Eric Shinseki, the retired four-star general who is now the former head of the Department of Veterans Affairs. That may take some of the political heat off of this scandal, but it does little to fix the much, much bigger problem. A management challenge, really. Figuring out what is wrong with the VA healthcare system and exactly how to fix it. Marketplace's David Gura starts us off.
This is a big job. Many people would say Eric Shinseki's successor will be in an unenviable position.
Good luck to whoever comes in.
Michael Youssim heads the Center for Leadership and Change Management at the Wharton School.
This is a turnaround, a restructuring.
Something that has been done successfully, he notes, many times in the private sector. But the new head of the VA will face certain pressures someone in the private sector probably wouldn't. Tom Diano is a professor of health policy and management at Columbia.
It's a highly politicized environment with not a lot of resources to allocate.
About those resources, Jack Needleman is a public health professor at UCLA.
The system's growth in budget has been slower than the growth in the demand for services.
And that is in part because of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The VA has a pretty big budget, but most of it is tied up in pensions and disability. It's possible Congress could step in and give the agency more money. Some lawmakers want to make it easier for the VA to hire and fire staff. But Needleman wonders if that should be at the top of the agenda.
What we've learned from decades of work studying health systems and quality is it's often a system problem, not a personnel problem.
And the Veterans Health Administration is a big system that's pretty decentralized. Tom Diano at Columbia says there will be some additional pressure to fix things fast. But, he adds, real reform would take time.
This is not about making heads roll. It's about doing actual problem solving.
Diano says the new secretary's first objective should be to build trust at the VA to find out exactly what's gone wrong. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Also gone from the president's staff today, although under far, far different circumstances, Press Secretary Jay Carney. No date yet for when he will actually leave his job.